May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29 says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even upon the men servants and the maid servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit." Well, over the last few months, we've been hearing a lot about transformation, personal and corporate transformation. And Father Chris took that the next step to talking about transcendence when he was preaching last Sunday. The bottom line is, though, that the world is dying for lack of Christ's presence. Now, there are some who have said that we as a parish are just not doing enough. We're not out there on the street every week. And we have the wrong focus. We've been focusing on transformation. We've been focusing on us instead of on out in the world. And then I went to the Bishop's Council meeting, not this past week, but the week before. And I was sharing with the Bishop's Council what we had been doing as a parish and what I felt like the Lord had been calling us to. And then at the Eucharist at noon, I got three prophetic words, one from the bishop, one from the dean's wife, and one from one of the laymen. At the Eucharist, they do the prophesying at the time of communion. Nice. And all three of them were saying, "The Lord gives you a yea and amen to what you all have been doing up there, and this is, it's going to bear incredible fruit and all that." And so I felt a little bit encouraged by that. It was nice. But I want to give you a little bit of a challenge this morning and a word of exhortation and encouragement by trying to give you, I'm going to give you just 10 examples, all right? Just ten. And the challenge is basically, what other parish our size is doing and has been doing for the last 23 years what we've been doing? And so let me give you some examples. For example, Amanda Newcomb and In His Steps. For 20 years, Amanda has been teaching dance, liturgical dance, and in a Christian context. For 20 years, folks. And how many hundreds of lives have been touched by that ministry? Sean, it's great to see you. I'm so glad you are here. Praise the Lord. That's a testimony right there, buddy. Amen. And the volunteers at the soup kitchen, and every month, faithfully going over there and ministering to the poor and the homeless. And we've been doing that now for 9 years, folks.
By the way, they tell us we're the only ones that actually show up when we say we're going to show up.
Praise the Lord. Absolutely. Hallelujah. The band. Oh, my gosh. For all these 20-some-odd years that we've been together, all the various outreaches that the band has done and playing at the soup kitchen and just ministering in music, ministering the gospel and ministering Christ's presence in however many various ways. It's just incredible. Hugh and Kairos and the prison ministry, Yoke Fellows. And now you've recruited Sean and Tripp and Deacon Mac to do the next Kairos too. It's continuing to grow and spread. And I just praise the Lord for that. Father David and Scripture Awakening and Bible in 90 Days and all of the ministry. And you have 4 interns now, and you're looking for a total of 9 interns, young people that you can then spread the next generation, build up the next generation in the Word. Amen.
Is there more? Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. James Ramsey's not with us this morning, but I want to commend him. Here's a man getting on in years. Praise the Lord for that. The alternative is not always as exciting. But anyway, and he felt like there was so much more that the Lord wanted him to do. And so he brought to me this idea of the Fellowship of St. Benedict. And now that is a reality, and it's spreading out throughout the CEC, all the way across the nation. And he has had an amazing impact on both clergy and laity alike. Just tremendous thing. Mountain Area Pregnancy Services. Sue Shorey has volunteered there. I don't know how many years Sue Shorey has been volunteering there. But we also, I don't know how many of you are aware, but Mountain Area Pregnancy Services is in the old Three Streams Family Health Center building. We carry the mortgage interest-free for them. Yes. So that they can continue to do that ministry. The mortgage they pay to us is $1,200 less than they were paying in rent monthly before. And that frees up $1,200 a month for ministry to pregnant mothers and to fathers and all of the, to save the babies. Praise the Lord for that. And, you know, in the past in this parish, Luke 10:1. In the late 90s, we were going door to door in West Asheville, ministering the gospel and me trying to minister the needs of all of the people in a 1 mile radius around the building over there on Patton Avenue. We did the Rock Mass. We did the Living Stations of the Cross. We did Christmas Eve in Pritchard Park downtown. Instead of having Christmas Eve service at home or in our building and, you know, all nice, we went out in the cold and we brought blankets and hot chocolate and ministered to the folks on Pritchard Park. And the Living Stations of the Cross made it into the Asheville Citizen Times, a full page color spread on that. So, you know, that was just awesome. We've done however many outreaches with the soup kitchen. So, you know, we're just a little church. We're not really having any impact on anybody anywhere, I can see. Father Chris, Three Streams. You did that for what,
12 years.
12 years. And probably at least 3,000 patients at least came through there. And the medical ministry of Father Chris and from this parish reaching out and into the community. And even though Three Streams is no longer there, he's working at Mercy Urgent Care and Haiti and Africa and taking that medical ministry out well beyond the doors of this church. And some of you may be saying, okay, yeah, well, that's all good, but, you know, I've got kids at home, I've got a family or whatever, you know, I can't do all these things. Yeah, but don't forget what the message was in Deuteronomy chapter 6, where you had the great commandment. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up, etc. You're doing the ministry of the Lord when you are ministering to those who are immediately around you, even if you can't go and do some of these things. Let me give you an example. John Overby. David put together a little booklet for John when he was in the nursing home. He was bedridden, okay? He couldn't get out of his room. But Father David put together a little booklet for him of prayer requests. And there were the requests on one side, and then you had the answer to the prayers on the other side of the page. And then I put a sign on his door that said, if you need prayer, come in and ask John. He couldn't leave the room. But, oh my gosh, that book very quickly filled up. And there was tremendous ministry that was happening in that nursing home. There's so many ways that God is using the members of this parish to do the work that God has called us to do. And brothers and sisters, you're baptized. And in your baptism, you became part of the body of Christ. You were filled with the Holy Spirit, and you were marked as Christ's own forever. You belong to Christ and you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. You are filled with His Spirit. You didn't get just a little bit of the Spirit. You know, oh, I got a tablespoon and she only got a teaspoon. No, you get the Spirit. You get all of the Spirit when He comes. And then I love that word that I heard from through Janine this morning. It'll open the vault. The Holy Spirit is within you. Open the vault. Let Him out. He wasn't given to you for you alone. Open the vault. And Father Chris was talking to us about transcending, coming into the heavenly places. And we dwell there when we are in the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is God's Holy Spirit. We are in the heavenly places when we are walking in the Spirit. And when we are walking in the Spirit here in this temporal realm, we are literally bringing that transcendent heaven to earth. Where we tread in the Spirit becomes, as it were, holy ground. Because where the Spirit is, there is God. It is holy ground. Father Chris was saying we were giving him a hard time about going up into the heavenlies. And why did he get to go and not me? I apologize.
For a good illustration.
Because you're going to covet something.
Well, and in that second quiet day when I was praying and I was kind of, you know, okay, God, let Him come. How about me? You know? Anyway, and I was, you know, Lord, I really would. I would like to just be in Your throne room and see You face to face. And the Lord very clearly said to me, if you all who were there remember I said this, the Lord very clearly said to me, you're here. You're here. Now take off your shoes. This is holy ground. Where the Holy Spirit is, that is, as it were, the throne room of God. That is the holy ground. When we are walking in the Spirit, we are walking with Christ. We are present with the triune God of all eternity. That's holy ground. I mentioned a minute ago the Luke 10:1 ministry that we did back in the late 90s and early aughts. In Luke 10, if you want to turn there, you're welcome to join me over there in Luke 10:1. This is where He is appointing the 70 to go out two by two. He's saying the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. But then look at verse 5. When you enter a house, first say peace to this house. And if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. And when you enter a town, I think Asheville would be a good example here. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you, heal the sick who are there, and tell them, notice this, the kingdom of God is near you. The kingdom of God is near because you're the God-bearer. There's a reason why we named our son Christopher. It means the Christ-bearer. That's what his name means. Okay? We are Christ-bearers, one and all. We bear Jesus Christ in us by the power and presence and person of the Holy Spirit. So when you enter a town, you are bringing Christ to that town just by your very presence. And what does He say? Heal the sick who are there. Tell them the kingdom of God is near you. And then what happens if we go out and they reject us? What happens if we go out and they scorn us? What happens if we go out and they don't want to hear what we have to say? But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town sticks to our feet and we wipe off against you. Yet, be sure of this. The kingdom of God is near. It doesn't change. The outcome is not up to you and me. We just go. We go where God sends us. And where we go, the kingdom of heaven is present. Leave the results to God. We are bearers of God's kingdom. We are endowed, brothers and sisters, with all of the power, with all of the presence, with all of the person of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is at work in us. We've seen that just this morning. Hallelujah. I just praise God for that. And He will work through us if we open the vault. The world is dying to see the manifestation of God's kingdom. How do I know that? Romans chapter 8, verse 19. The creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. All of creation is waiting in anticipation and expectation that God's people will bring the kingdom of God to this world. Now, as you know, or you may not, I don't know, Bishop Jones was going to be here this weekend. He couldn't come because of his wife's situation. He will be coming, is that July 12th, 13th, I believe it is. Bishop Jones is going to come. He's bringing some of the people from the cathedral. He's going to do a teaching on Friday night about going out into the streets, ministering in the charismatic gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to divide up into groups. And everyone, all of you are invited. And the clergy of the Carolinas will all be here, okay? And so I exhort you, I strongly encourage you, put that on your calendar now. Do not miss that. Because I believe that God is going to show mighty miraculous things through that ministry. We're going to see what happens when we truly open the vault and see what God can do through us. Amen.